Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With almost no notice by the general public, the U.S. government is preparing for the next war. Go to whitehouse.gov to read the March 16 executive order signed by President Obama, titled National Defense Resources Preparedness. It instructs various agencies of the U.S. government, especially the military, to make sure it has access to resources needed to wage war or to manage widespread civil disturbances. On March 17, through pressure from the U.S. government and some European nations, Iran was cut off from access to the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications System, called SWIFT. SWIFT handles almost all international banking transactions. Cutting off Iran from SWIFT is an unprecedented action which could be considered by Iran as a provocation for war. Several Asian nations buy oil from Iran. To work around the inability to use SWIFT, India is considering paying for Iranian oil with gold or currencies other than the dollar. In response, the U.S. government has threatened to cut off India from the SWIFT system. Last week, my source at the Pentagon told me that the U.S. Air Force has reactivated 80 large military transport and cargo aircraft that are currently mothballed in Dover, Delaware. Individually, these events could be innocent. Put together, this combination of events looks to me that the U.S. government is preparing for another war. During wartime, governments invariably manipulate and inflate their currencies to help cover the huge cost. Among the best ways for private citizens to protect their wealth is to take prompt physical possession of assets such as gold, silver, food, water, medical supplies, and the like. It is not my intention to panic people into knee-jerk actions. Still, review the goods that the recent executive order tells the government to ensure it has in supply. The list includes transportation infrastructure and equipment, domestic energy supplies, farm equipment, food, drugs, medical products and devices, medical facilities and equipment, national defense infrastructure, personnel and equipment, strategic and critical materials that would be needed for military, industrial, civilian needs but are not found or produced in the U.S. in adequate quantities, and water. Many goods listed are the very ones that private citizens should accumulate. If it is important enough that President Obama has to issue an executive order to lay in a stock of such goods, then I think it should be just as important for everyone to do so. I pray that no new war develops, but I think it's only prudent to take steps today to protect your family's safety and finances. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.